QuickSurf Internet Media presents Microsoft News Log, separating the Microsoft signal from the noise. Hey everybody, how's it going? You are listening to Microsoft News Log. I am your host, Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio BR2. This is episode number 117. Microsoft News Log is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to www.techpodcasts.com. And if you like any of my shows, you will certainly find other technology-related shows over there as well. So we've got a couple of stories to talk about this particular episode. Let's go ahead and start off with the first story from IntuMobile.com. Microsoft Exchange 2010 will synchronize and archive Windows Media 6.5 SMS text messages. Microsoft is apparently looking to integrate Windows Mobile more tightly with the Windows computing experience. The newly available Exchange Server 2010 beta has shed some light on an upcoming Windows Mobile 6.5 feature, the ability to synchronize and archive all SMS text messages on the Exchange Server. Never again will you have to worry about losing important text messages or having to scroll through endless text convos just to find a phone number. So, very interesting. Definitely check it out. Before we go on to the next story in this episode, I want to talk about the sponsor of this episode, GoTo Assist Express. If you're still trying to fix clients' technical problems in person or blindly over the phone, you're wasting your time and your clients' time. Take the guesswork out of customer support. Support smarter with the new remote support service, GoTo Assist Express, brought to you by Citrix. Easily view and control your customers' computers online so you can quickly resolve their technical issues. It's easy for your customers. It's easy for you. Try GoTo Assist Express right now, free for 30 days. For this special offer, you must visit GoToAssist.com/techpodcasts. That's GoToAssist.com/techpodcast for a free trial. Citrix is the company who makes that. They're the same company who makes the GoTo meeting that we use for the monthly techpodcast.com roundtable. Really good stuff. From Information Week, Windows 7 Starter Edition is a non-starter. This is posted by David Methvin. Despite the flagging economy, the netbook category has shown encouraging growth over the past year. Well, it's been encouraging at least for companies like Asus and Acer that have built tiny notebooks that people are eager to buy. Netbooks have mostly been a challenge for Microsoft, though, which has struggled to find a version of Windows that will run on these tiny systems. Wow. So, anyway, it continues on. Basically, Microsoft is saying that any version of Windows 7 can run on a netbook. This guy is disagreeing. You know, if Windows Vista is any indication of, you know, how Windows is going to run on a netbook, any new version of Windows is going to run on a netbook, I tend to agree with him. It's pretty much going to be a non-starter. From Engadget, USB ultrasound device coming to a Windows mobile phone near you. Ultrasound. Two computer science professors at Washington University have produced a USB ultrasound probe, which is compatible with Windows mobile smartphones. The project, funded by Microsoft, has developed an optimized probe that uses less power and is enhanced for data transfer rates on cell phones. So this could be useful for on-the-go situations, i.e. ambulances, emergencies, traveling medical staff, developing world. If all you need is your phone plus this, if you're doing any kind of medical work in a developing nation, pretty interesting stuff. I'd definitely check this out if I were you. The next story that we have is from Mac Daily News. It's entitled, Analyst Predicts More Microsoft Layoffs Than the 5,000 Already Announced. Seattle-based Sid Parikh, I've never been able to pronounce these guys' last names right, said in a research note that Microsoft could lay off more people than the previously announced 5,000 job cuts. Okay. Over the last week, we have heard from multiple sources that Microsoft may engage in additional restructuring activities in the near to midterm. So, kind of interesting. We'll keep an eye out for more stuff happening on the Microsoft front where people are losing their jobs, et cetera, et cetera. It's never fun, but, you know, we'll keep an eye on it. I hate it when it does this, the stupid pop-ups. No, I don't wear a pop-up blocker or use a pop-up blocker. From PCMag.com, MSN New Zealand hacked and defaced. Microsoft got a little pie on its face today when MSN.co.nz, the New Zealand version of its MSN homepage, was infiltrated by hackers. They redirected the page to an image of the company's ex-CEO sporting pie on his face. The image was shot in 1998 after a French anarchist hurled a pastry at the then Microsoft head, which would be Bill Gates. I remember that. I don't know if you do, but still pretty cool. So anyway, kind of interesting. Quick little news blurb there. The next story that we have is from Channel Register. Microsoft gears up for Windows 8. Windows 7 might still not be officially complete, but Microsoft is laying people off. But the company is already gearing up to launch its next operating system, Windows 8. Early job postings indicate at least one focus for Windows 8 will be systems and data management. The company has advertised for developers and testers to deliver major improvements in Windows file server. Kind of interesting. Something I've thought everyone in computing land has sorely lacked. From CNETnews.com, Microsoft tests identity technology in schools. This is kind of interesting. Microsoft is testing some of its new identity-based security technology in Washington State schools, where students and teachers will be able to securely access grades and class schedules, a Microsoft executive said in a keynote address Tuesday at the RSA 2009 security conference. The company is working with the Lake Washington School District, comprised of 50 schools and nearly 24,000 students in and around Microsoft's hometown of Redmond, to deploy its Geneva claims-based identity platform, said Scott Charney, corporate vice president of Microsoft's Trustworthy Computing Group. So kind of cool. I'll be kind of monitoring this to see what happens, because I've always thought that, you know, if there's any place that has kind of, you know, besides the healthcare industry, kind of sensitive type data, it's schools and HR departments. You know, those are kind of the top priorities. And then outside of that, development departments, you know, source code, company financial information, you know, that sort of thing. But kind of nice to see them testing that out in a school. Over at ZDNet from All About Microsoft by Mary Jo Foley, her blog there, she has got a post entitled Microsoft Trademarks Two More Names, Sift and Swivel. Microsoft's, she starts off her post here, Microsoft's Windows Live branding has been a textbook case of how not to name your products. But does Microsoft really need to go to the opposite extreme and rebrand everything from its operating systems to its mapping software with cuter, shorter names? Don't know. Microsoft's decision to rebrand Live Search as Kumo, Bing, Hook, or some other more pronounceable name is well known at this point, but Microsoft is trademarking other new names too, including Sift and Swivel. The one for Sift is broad and inconclusive. Very interesting. Swivel, don't know at this point. Kind of cool though. Anyway, check the blog post out. It's kind of interesting to see, you know, how she's got a really good eye for what's going on inside of Microsoft. From Ars Technica, Web Messenger, and Hotmail now in seven more countries. Woohoo! It's now available in Brazil, Canada, China, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Mexico, and the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, the UK, and the US. So, whew, check out the story. Definitely pretty cool stuff. If you're in any of those countries, feel free to check it out. So there's been some European Union over at the industrystandard.com, kind of an update to the story about the antitrust case going on with Microsoft and the European Union. And basically, SMEs rallied to the EC side in a Microsoft antitrust case. A second trade group claiming to represent small and medium-sized enterprises in the IT sector has joined the European Commission's latest antitrust case against Microsoft, this time on the side of the regulator. The Commission has accepted the Pan-European ICT and e-business network for SMEs as an interested third party in a case concerning the bundling of Microsoft's browser Internet Explorer with its Windows operating system. Yeah, things ain't looking so good at this point, but we'll see. Kind of Mac-related news over on PCWorld.com. Microsoft is going to end support for Office 2004 in October. So their Macintosh business unit has said that Office 2004 will reach end-of-life status October 13th, 2009. The company has confirmed plans to end support for the suite on that date. And but they have a new version, so it's no big deal. If you don't like Office, the new version of Office, definitely check out Apple's iWork. It's not missing that much. Anyway, that's pretty much all I've got for this edition of Microsoft Newslog. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. Just visit us on the web, microsoft.quicksurf.com. If you want to check out any of my sister shows, I do host and produce a few other podcasts. Head on over to podcasts.quicksurf.com. If you want to send me feedback on this episode or any other episode or just in Microsoft news in general, there's two primary avenues. You can shoot me an email, microsoft.quicksurf.com, or you can call the voicemail hotline, 602-466-3134. Both of those are in the show notes. And for those of you who want to socialize, Facebook, FriendFeed, and Twitter are also linked up in the show notes for my profiles on those respective services. So feel free to check those out as well. And with that, that's really pretty much all I've got for this edition of Microsoft Newslog. As always, I thank you so much for listening. Stay subscribed, and I will talk with all of you on the next episode. See you then. Bye.